first, I'd like to give a great big shout out to all our friends and family and even strangers who are rooting for us here and for getting us off the ship and back home again. It's wonderful. And it's great to have all that contact from people and friends and family. We boarded this ship January 2nd for a 29-day cruise of Asia that we'd never been here before, and we were really looking forward to it, and we did. We had a great time, and the cruise was almost over when all of a sudden, you know, we got the news that a former passenger who'd gotten off in Hong Kong had tested positive for the coronavirus. Our reaction initially was total disbelief. Are you kidding? And then, of course, pure speculation as to how it was going to be handled. I don't think any of us realized, maybe except for Greg here, that they would actually have us under quarantine in our cabins for a full 14 days. Oh, wow. So this is what we're undergoing now. Thank goodness that Greg and I have an outside cabin with a balcony, so we have access to sunlight and fresh air. Because literally, we are not to leave our cabins unless it's for one of those supervised walks on one of the on the promenade deck. And that's, you know, for an hour, following very strict guidelines that have been laid down by the Japanese health authorities. Greg and I have now decided that we're not going to take advantage of that precisely because we have our balcony here. And that will also help minimize our contact with anybody else. Do we know what the plan is for afterwards? No, we wish we did. The plan is still, as far as we know, that the quarantine will end on the 19th of February. But what the plans are for disembarkation and how we're going to be getting home, we have absolutely no idea. And I don't know if anybody else does either. I think that's still under negotiations between Japan and other countries. So we're just going to be actually sitting here and waiting. The captain does come on two or three times a day to give his announcements and keep us up to date with what's been going on. Other than that, we kind of entertain ourselves here. We watch television, what we can of it, on the onboard system here. We read books. We spend time on our phones with social media because neither one of us have our computers with us here. And sometimes if the internet's working well, we can FaceTime with friends and family. We've also managed to stay in touch with the media. We learn a lot from them, and we try to give them updates as to what's going on here. And we kind of wait for our meals to be delivered to us. We really feel for the crew and that are on board here. We feel that they're really trying their absolute best to keep us comfortable, to maintain the quarantine, and actually to keep themselves safe as well. Everybody has been issued with the N95 face masks to wear when we go outside. And even now, when we answer our door to receive our meals or anything else that the staff are delivering to us, and of course they're wearing the same masks themselves. So far we're doing pretty good. Our spirits are high. Thank you everybody for trying to stay in touch with us. We really do rely on that. And hopefully this situation will be resolved soon and we'll get home.